Please be advised, nothing in this podcast should be taken as therapy, medical care, or mental health care advice. Topics discussed by the host and guests reflect their own personal experiences and are not intended to replace the services of medical or mental health professionals. And please know, if you are having any thoughts of self-harm or taking your own life, please call or text 988. Help is available 24/7. Welcome to another episode of We All Have Something, a listener-supported podcast, and this is a bonus episode for Season 3. Now, if you're one of my longtime listeners, you know we've been quiet here at the podcast for a few months now. Season 3 officially ended back in the fall. Normally, a couple episodes, bonus episodes, come out between seasons, and the new season then starts in the spring. The last few months, I've been very busy going through quite a few different things in my life, doing some really big growth, honestly, and it's been amazing. And I've wanted to hop on here and share things with you, but life has just not really allowed for it until now. So with that said, let's pop right into the intro, and we're going to get to it. This is going to be a short and sweet episode, short and sweet bonus episode, but there'll be some more coming for you before we start Season 4. I'm Rick Schwartz, life coach, public speaker, and all-around curious guy. My curiosity, my life, and the lives of the many people I have worked with have taught me time and time again that there are challenges to overcome and successes to celebrate. You're listening to We All Have Something, a podcast about the human experience, a podcast about celebrating our authentic self. So let's get started. Before I start this episode, I definitely want to say thank you all for being here. Those supporters and listeners who've been with me for the last three seasons and hanging on for Season 4, thank you so much. And if there's anybody new to this podcast, tuning in just now from hearing me on other podcasts or any other interviews I've done, welcome. Welcome to a bonus episode of Season 3. Season 3 officially wrapped up in the fall of 2003, and Season 4 will launch this spring, just a couple months away. For those of you who've been following along for a while or join me over on Instagram where I have a lot of different things I post about, you know, especially from my Instagram stories, I go for a run every Sunday, preferably up in the hills. I love trail running. I am very blessed to live in an area where if I run 1 mile in one direction, I'm up in the hills, green space, wildlife. I've seen coyotes and bobcats, hawks, and countless other bird species, bunny rabbits, you name it. I've seen it all out there. It's just wonderful. I love being a part of nature. I love being outside. I've enjoyed running for a long time, and when I finally figured out, hey, I could do trail running, I was blown away that I hadn't started it earlier. It's really one of my favorite things to do. It is an opportunity to relax. It's an opportunity to have a moving meditation. It's an opportunity to be in nature where I feel closest to all of the spiritual stuff, and it's just so fulfilling for my heart to be out in that space, no matter the weather. But weather, of course, sometimes plays an issue where if it's rained recently or is currently raining, it can be very slippery and muddy out there. And I don't want to have to be one of those people who hopes for cell phone service out in the middle of nowhere for someone to helivac me or I guess it's helivac. I don't know the official term, but take a helicopter to get my sorry broken butt out of wherever I slipped and fell. So I purposely don't go out in the area of the hills and the trails either right after a rainstorm or during a rainstorm. And thankfully here in San Diego, we don't get a lot of those, but it does happen. And that's actually part of what this podcast episode is about. We often have a plan. In fact, as a coach, that's one thing I always suggest is like, let's create a plan. Let's see where you are now versus where you want to be. And let's figure out some action steps and goals to get you closer to where you want to be. We create a plan. And of course, through that process, we talk about how every really good plan is a flexible plan, one that can change and move as life influences things as it does. We don't have control over anything, really, except for how we respond to the things that happen. So when we talk about our plan, we also talk about what's plan B? What's plan C? And then where do we have the flexibility that even if A, B, and C, and D don't work out for whatever reason, that we can still keep our goals and our desires and our dreams to go the direction we want to go. So we change the plan or create a new plan at that point without changing where we really want to go and just giving up on things. So that brings us to this story that this is about, really, is that sometimes in life, what we have planned for ourselves, what we desire, what we think is going to happen, how we want life to play out, does not go that way at all and forces us to do something that we either didn't want to do or didn't think would be interesting or just feel like we're flat out being forced into a space or existence that's not what we wanted. But if we keep our eyes and our heart and our mind open in those instances, sometimes we realize, well, that might actually have been a blessing. Or maybe it's not a blessing, but maybe within the curse, maybe within the forced out of that space where you wanted to be, you see and realize there's more to you than you realize. There's more opportunity in this new existence than you realized. And sometimes if we can reflect in that way, we have growth. So my story is tied into my running. I love going up in the hills, like I mentioned. We had a couple of days of rain. So in fact, even the morning I was going to go out running, it was raining. And I had to make the decision, okay, well, I'm doing a neighborhood run. Not horrible. I still have the ability to go for a run safely in my neighborhood. So that's a good thing. But not what I was desiring, not what I wanted. My neighborhood run brings me through a wide variety of areas, housing, retail, coffee shops. And as I was pulling in, if you will, slowing down to basically use the restroom at one of the coffee shops, sitting outside underneath the awning of the coffee shop was a monk. Looked to me like a Tibetan monk, but I'm not completely aware of all the different distinguished things that they wear, the robes they wear, which belongs to what area, but he was clearly a monk. And as I walked up to him, he looked right at me and he said, "Rick?" And I was like, "Yeah, well, wait a minute." I had met him 7 years earlier and we had talked briefly. I thought when I met him 7 years earlier at a different coffee shop across town that he was probably a part of the maintenance team or the cleanup crew for that shopping plaza because he was wearing gloves. He was sweeping things up, picking things up, putting them in the trash. And later when I met him a second time at that same place, I realized, no, he is a monk doing his community service that he chooses. He shows up in that capacity. So here I am thinking, wow, I haven't seen this guy in 7 years. He remembers my name. I don't remember his. I'm horrible with names. And I always work so hard not to be, but I am. And I say, hey, I got to go in real quick, but we'll chat real, you know, when I come back out. And as I come back out, he pulls a seat out next to him, pats it, and says, "Come sit with me." I was going to go finish my run and head home, but I was like, okay. And I ended up having coffee with a monk. A really, really great conversation about compassion, about understanding, about human existence. And as I walked away from that experience and then started the rest of my run to go home, my conscious brain, my reasoning brain, my analytical brain could not comprehend the scope of the conversation or how it happened or why it happened. And yet I was so grateful and excited that it did. I was on cloud nine when I was heading home. I don't even remember the run home, honestly, because my head was still back in the conversation with the monk. And I started to have this thought of, oh my gosh, had it not rained, had I gone in the trails, I never would have had that conversation. I never would have come across him. Had I done and or gotten what I wanted, I would have been happy. I would have been happy in the trails. I always am happy in the trails. I always feel peaceful and at one with the rest of the world. But had I gotten what I wanted, I would not have had a conversation with a monk. I would not have sat down and had coffee with a monk. And so as I got home and I was talking to my daughter about it, I was like, sometimes in life, when you are faced with something that does not feel or look like what you want, it is absolutely exactly what you need. If you would have told me I needed a neighborhood run, if you would have told me that this will be the best experience you've had in a long time, I would have said, oh, okay, well, that should be interesting. I don't see how it's going to happen. But there I was. There it was. Starting off my run, a little bit pouty, doing a neighborhood run, looking for the silver lining of the rainstorm. And not only finding the silver lining, but being smacked up on top of the head with it. And so if you do follow along on my Instagram, you know at the end of my stories after a run, I usually have some sort of like the coaching tip from the run, the insight from the run. Because when I do run, it's a moving meditation. I usually have things come to me. And then the lesson from this run, the coaching from this run, is when your plan, whether it's what you have planned for the day, your plan for your two-hour run, your plan for going to the grocery store, your big life plan and what your goals are and how your life is going to look, when the outside world disrupts your plan and creates a situation where it goes a different direction, where you have to do something different than planned, be open to the possibilities of what may come from that you didn't even know you needed or wanted. Be open to the possibilities of the lessons that are presenting themselves to you. Often you hear coaches, myself included, say, look, the lessons are in the failures. The lessons are in where things didn't work out. And that's hard when you're in the middle of that. It's really hard to go, okay, well, where's my lesson? You know, because you're sometimes you're suffering. Sometimes it's more than just being disappointed you're not running in the hills and you're running in the neighborhood. Sometimes it's more than that, whether it's a relationship change or a job change that you didn't choose. Whatever it may be, there's a wide variety of times in life where once we're through it, we can look back and go, wow, I had to do a lot to grow through that. I had to do a lot to make it through that. There are other times where, like, for me, it was like, well, this isn't the best, but whatever. And all of a sudden, boom, something amazing happens. It's not always amazing sitting, you know, it's not always going to be sitting down for coffee with a monk. That was an obvious smack to the face. It was like, Luke, dude, this is why you didn't get to run in the hills today. This was important. You needed to be here. I didn't see it at the beginning, but I saw it right away. Sometimes we don't see it right away. Sometimes we are detoured, we're pushed out of bounds, we think we have had a bad thing happen to us, and perhaps in the moment it really is. It really sucks. Sometimes in the middle of it, you do see the monk who waves you over and says, come have coffee with me. And sometimes, nope, it just sucks all the way through. And then finally, as you have grown through it and past it, you can look back sometimes a couple months later, a couple years later, and go, wow, that tested me and I survived. Look how strong I am. I grew through that. I learned something about myself because I didn't get what I thought I wanted. That's my story. That is the lesson. That is where this episode is going to wrap up. Short and sweet and to the point, I hope you are having a wonderful day wherever you are. You know this podcast exists. We all have something exists because we all have something. It's an extension of my coaching, yes, of course, but it's more than that. It's where we can get together and learn and talk and get through things. In the last couple seasons, I've been blessed with some wonderful guests to interview. I'm looking forward to season 4 being the same way. We're looking probably at a March, April start date for the new season. There will be some more bonus episodes coming up as we get closer to the spring, but I wanted to get this one out now because I know it's been quiet for a couple months. And I appreciate you all so much who've stuck with me, who've been a part of this little community for as long as we have. If you want to reach out to me, you can always go to my website, coachrickschwartz.com, or just look for Coach Rick Schwartz anywhere on the social medias. I'm pretty much on every channel except for the former Twitter one. And gosh, links are down below. You know, there's always an opportunity to find a way to get a hold of me too by going down in the show notes of each episode. With that said, I'm going to wrap this up as I always do. I appreciate you being here, being a part of this community. I appreciate the fact that you, no matter what you've been through, you're still here. You woke up today and you're showing up and you're doing it again because you know there's more to it and you are going to succeed. You are going to feel successful. You are going to be able to look back and go, wow, that was a journey. That was an adventure. Have a good one, everybody.